Now to your commute and whether it can get at least a little better. The first major reform in more than a generation for Virginia's system to pay for its highway network, not yet a done deal in Richmond. The Senate has abruptly adjourned tonight, delaying revisions to the state budget and the decisive vote on transportation that the House has already passed. Tomorrow is the final day of the 2013 General Assembly.
Now, if this passes tomorrow, for those of us here in Northern Virginia, it would mean more money for local projects, but also higher taxes. WTOP's Kyle Cooper talked to reporter Max Smith, who began by outlining just who would pay more and who would benefit.
Prince William, Alexandria, Fairfax, Manassas, Manassas Park, Falls Church, Loudoun County, and Arlington County. In these areas, there's actually going to be higher taxes to fund transportation. In the rest of the state, the sales tax going from 5 to 5.3%. In these areas, it's going from 5 to 6% with that extra 0.7% of sales tax, that money staying right here to fund key transportation projects in our area.
Okay, let's talk about the key transportation projects. What kind of projects might we see with this new funding?
So the way this funding is divided up, 30% of specific parts of this funding goes to the local governments themselves. They can decide how to spend it, which is a rarity in most of Virginia. Other than Arlington County, which controls its own roads, most of the state is covered by VDOT as far as the actual roads themselves go. In this case, this 30% funding will be specifically for Fairfax County and other specific counties and cities to control what they want to do with it. The other 70% goes to this Northern Virginia Transportation Authority, which, in cooperation with VDOT and the Commonwealth Transportation Board, sets the priorities for these projects. So some of this money that's raised in this overall funding measure will go to the Silver Line to make sure that phase two of Dulles Rail continues. That's, of course, you know, we're seeing phase one set to open this fall, maybe, you know, into the winter,
right,
depending on how things work out. Phase two is the one that will actually take it to Dulles. It's called Dulles Rail, and without this funding package, it would never have made it to Dulles. It would have died. All this funding could help with problems to clear up choke points, to widen roads if needed, to build bus rapid transit, to build streetcars like they're discussing, you know, in the Crystal City area.
Right.
That could be part of the local funding. So this really opens up a lot of doors that just didn't exist without some kind of overhaul.
Everybody says they want more money for roads in Northern Virginia, but I'm guessing somebody doesn't like this. Who doesn't like it, and who does it hurt?
So other taxes are going up. We already talked about the sales tax, but then you look at, you know, the personal property tax is mm-hmm. going up across the board and in varying ways. Sales taxes on cars specifically are going up. You also have a real estate tax called a congestion relief fee on real estate in Northern Virginia, 25 cents per $100, a new hotel tax in Northern Virginia. So there are a lot of ways taxes are going up. And for instance, Delegate Bob Marshall from Prince William County, well known in his own rights, he kind of railed on the House floor against the fact that you're raising taxes and maybe there was some other way to do this. But in reality, I think that most people and most people in the either House or Senate say there's got to be this money that comes from somewhere. And that's what Fairfax Delegate Dave Albo said, is that, you know, there's $750 million to play with in the general fund budget after you account for education funding and Medicaid funding. And they're just simply isn't the money needed there. So you have to do something to raise taxes.
You may not see it because you're still going to be paying taxes more here, less there, more here, less there. But the difference is now there's a dedicated funding source for transportation projects that everybody says they want.
And that's huge. I mean, there were some ways that certain taxes were technically designated for transportation, but this now specifically dedicates so much money directly to transportation and specifically in the regions that have said they need it so badly.
That's WTOP's Max Smith and Kyle Cooper. Stay with WTOP Radio and WTOP.com for all the latest on those dealings down in Richmond this weekend.